And more than $1 billion on its way to the Eyre Peninsula when it comes to hydrogen investment. That's got to be good news. I'll see if it's good news, at least with the federal member for Grey, Rowan Ramsay. Rowan, good morning.
How you going, Keith?
I am very well, thank you. $1.2 billion in investment in hydrogen. How much of that is coming to the Eyre Peninsula?
Hopefully $70 billion, Keith. We've been talking about a hydrogen hub for Australia for some time, and we were hawking the idea we'd have one, and then we decided we'd have five, because there's a lot of interest in it. There's six states, one territory, and everybody wants one. So we've decided now actually to go to seven, because we think this is a real opening in the future at the moment, and Australia is very well positioned to supply hydrogen to the world market. And what the minister has done is come up with now defined areas, if you like, and in South Australia it's going to be on Eyre Peninsula. Now, we know already the state government's put a bit of shoulder to the wheel around the Whyalla prospect, and that they spent some money there upgrading the Port Bonython jetty, for instance, that Santos used. And so there's a lot of things probably going in Whyalla's favour, so much as there's a lot of renewable energy in the area and being built as we speak. It's close to transmission lines. The old Port Augusta power station's only really just up the road, and there's the possibility of export. There are export facilities there. So there's a lot of things in its favour, but we actually haven't designated Whyalla. We've designated the Eyre Peninsula. So other areas are quite welcome to pitch in a bit, and we're looking for companies, groups of companies, consortia, to actually come up with what they think is a good idea. They could get funding of up to $3 billion to put together a plan, a master plan, if you like, on a detailed plan, business plan on how they're going to utilise the money, and then they have access of up to $70 million to actually establish the base. So I think EP looks really good for this, and we're pretty hot to trot on it, so we're very keen to get some movement.
Speaking this morning with Federal Member for Grey, Rowan Ramsay, about hydrogen hubs destined for the Eyre Peninsula. And the part that I found most interesting, Rowan, why is it that the EP has been designated as the region as opposed to just Whyalla?
Well, I think that there are a lot of renewable energy prospects, I think, around Eyre Peninsula that are probably underutilised at the moment. Now, in the first instance, hydrogen may be made from gas, which probably, once again, gives Whyalla a bit of an edge in because they're on the gas line. But the idea is that what we want to do is transition to green hydrogen, which is hydrogen that is generated by utilising renewable energy. And Eyre Peninsula has an enormous amount of wind prospects, particularly up the west coast. It's been not usable up to now because we haven't had a major transmission line in the area, but there's a new transmission line coming through, heavier line through to Eyre Peninsula. So these are possibilities. There had been talk about establishing a site down at Port Lincoln before, and there's talk of new ports in the area. So it's not to say we should cancel out the idea that a group of companies, a consortium, a company might put up a proposal for somewhere that's not Whyalla. And we're not saying no to anywhere except the Eyre Peninsula. So this is designated for Eyre Peninsula. We think it's the most likely spot in South Australia. In fact, I think it's one of the highly rated spots in Australia. And I reckon we can get this up off the ground. We have a company already showing some interest, but maybe there'll be a lot more.
So if I understand that correctly, the arrival of the hydrogen hub on the Eyre Peninsula, if that does go further afield, it could open the way to a lot more renewable energy projects, as you say, on the west coast.
Well, absolutely. At the moment, there's a renewed interest in renewable energy building on the back of the new transmission line that's going through New South Wales. But even that has its limitations. If we are able to turn hydrogen into a product like ammonia that's quite stable by comparison for export, or even liquid hydrogen or whatever needs to be done to transport it internationally, there are a lot of countries in the world that don't have the potential to generate green hydrogen that Australia does. They don't have the areas to set up the solar panels. They don't necessarily have the wind prospects. They have a lot denser populations where they get much more kickback against wind farms. We're well blessed in that area. We have a lot of potential. We're utilising quite a bit of it already. More than 50% of South Australia's electricity is generated by renewable energy. So we can bounce off that and use that comparative advantage that we have in the market to push through to green hydrogen. We've targeted a figure. We want to be able to produce hydrogen at under $2 a kilogram. $2 a kilogram is seen as a pretty good number. The technology at the moment is a fair way off that. The best numbers I've seen is about $6. So we've got a way to go, but this is the way to do it. You put some money on the table set up some parameters and let the technology evolve. And it feeds back into that idea for us, as far as we're concerned, for Australia's transition to renewable fuels, is it's technology, not taxes. Because if you tax things to put them out of business, well, all we will do in the end is push our industries offshore to other countries where they won't give a toss about the amount of CO2 that's coming out the chimney stack. So we can tick all the boxes on this one, and I think our prospects are good.
You can't tax your way to prosperity. I haven't seen a country do that yet. Federal Member for Grey, Rowan Ramsey, thanks for joining us.
Very good to be with you. Thanks, Keith. All the best.